This is a segment from The Annex, an academic sociology-themed podcast. For more, visit us on the web at theannexpodcast.com. So, yesterday, that'd be November 27th, I was reading The Atlantic and I saw this piece on the mental health effects of graduate school. It's a piece by Aaliyah Wong. You guys read that one? You see it?
I didn't see it.
I mean, but we've all been through the process and we know that the process is unhealthy. Look, in a nutshell, it's it reports on another study that shows that there's high rates of like anxiety and depression among doctoral students. And, you know, now, I mean, look, grad school is far enough in the rear view mirror. Like, what is it about grad school, in your opinion, that is soul crushing? Because I do remember it being a time of anxiety and depression for me, too. Like, what is it about graduate school now that we're running the programs or, you know, like what is there anything we can do? Or do you think it's just an inescapable facet of the business where like being a professor is like trying to be a musician and it's just a super hard goal? It feels futile. Like, what is it?
Well, for me, like I kind of felt like one of the weirdest things about graduate school for me, it was how infantilizing it was.
Yes.
Right. Totally. And so, you know, you're like, okay, I'm a grown up. Like I came to grad school with a kid for goodness sake. Right. And then all of a sudden you're kind of put back in this place where you're like, okay, you know what I mean? I am being assessed in a way that I'm not actually really sure what the metrics are. Mm-hmm. And I'm being told sometimes, like this never happened to me, but I would hear stories from fellow graduate students in other departments where they were like, they're being told basically when they could and couldn't start a family, right? Because you're like, sorry, I will not be your advisor if you do this because, you know, I mean, so infantilized. So just when you thought you were an adult, like you're made into like an anxiety-ridden, angst-driven teenager all over again.
And then in some disciplines too, I think there is this, people are so dependent or reliant on a single professor or advisor, their good recommendation, their whatever, that it does create extra stress. You need to be extra responsive to this one person who may or may not have your best interests at heart, who may or may not be engaging in fair practices or giving great feedback, coupled with a really demanding job market where we know a lot of these PhD students will not get great jobs. And then let's not forget about the low incomes of graduate students. We have a lot of research which suggests poverty does bad things to people's health.
Right? Yeah, you think? Yeah.
And even at universities where grad students are above the poverty level, they're not making tons of money. And many of them have lots of responsibilities and face high rent costs, childcare costs, other healthcare costs. And so it's not a good combination.
And then my final thing, I think that a lot of people go into academia with these really idealistic notions of what it is. It's a meritocracy and we get to read and think about big ideas. And that's the totality of it. And it's not, it's brutal. And I think also in a lot of departments, it's a winner take all market, right? So you're like, okay, who's our number one student in this cohort? Right. Everybody pile onto that number one student. Everyone else is like, what about me? I thought that getting in here was the prize. And I think that it actually causes a lot of disillusionment among many people, especially those who went to academia thinking that it was just a place of ideas, a void of politics, and we're all doing this communally and together.
You know, even with I had an amazing advisor. Miguel Centeno is one of the finest human beings I've ever met in this business, and he was an amazing mentor, but I was still stressed. I think it was the uncertainty. First of all, I mean, whenever you go to a PhD program, you're used to being the smartest kid in the room. And then you get plopped together with all these super smart people, and you're like, well, there goes a core part of my identity out the window. And then the other part is like, it's weird. It's very hard to really train somebody to be good. Like, how do you train somebody to discover something? How do you train? Like, and as I move up through the process, I realize that the distance between professors and graduate students is not as big as we might think when we're in the process. No. Like, everybody's just trying to sling something. Nobody can get into ASR on demand, right? And like, if your advisor had an amazing idea, your advisor would probably be using that idea to get into AJS themselves, unless they just didn't want to bother. Like, some people's nests are so feathered, I suppose. But like, it's the uncertainty is crippling, and just the lack of jobs. So we do.
But that said, I mean, I think there are organizational practices and cultural and some organizational cultures which are more supportive of graduate students than others. And it's amazing how even within the same university, there's differences across departments in how well supported graduate students feel, how well
included. For sure. Yes. Yeah.
And so, you know, some part of this might be hard to change, but other parts are definitely within the scope of what departments and universities can change and can affect. And it's not just improving mental health services. It's also changing local cultures to create the sense that graduate students are valued and important.
So,
and that's something that we can all do on the small level, but that is also a challenge for us collectively in departments and universities.
So we have a lot of grad students who are listeners. What advice, like looking back, now that you've been through the mill, been chewed up and spit out, what advice would you give our younger colleagues who are in the middle of that very stressful process?
Christine.
I would advise them to find supportive friends in other departments or disciplines, people who can relate to the same experiences of being a graduate student, but are not the people they are competing with directly for jobs.
Mm-hmm. And I think that I'd have two bits of advice. The first is, you know what I mean? It's important to find an advisor, right? Who can like help you through the whole publication process and all that, but you need to find a good mentor. And that mentor does not have to be in your department. Right. It just has to be someone who can help you maintain like a healthy, like life work balance, check in on you to make sure that you're happy. Right. You know, go out for a drink every once in a while. I think we sometimes need that. And I think very often you need that from outside of your department, right? Because you're like, that's a professional face. You don't want anyone to see you weak, which I actually think is a crock.
Total crock.
But yeah, so that's number one. And the second thing I would say is, you know, at every step of your graduate career, like, I think you should be evaluating whether it's worth it.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. And whether it's the best fit for you.
Yeah.
About what are your goals? What are your intentions? Why are you there?
Yeah. You're like, can't I do this? Can't I do this and still go to business school and make millions of dollars? Right? I don't know.
My advice would be along yours. You know what I think a big problem is people go in with an all or nothing mentality. I want to be an academic. And like, once you get the job, it's a job, you know, it's just a regular job and you go home to your kids and you make money and, you know, there's lots of ways to have a fulfilling life. So have a plan B, like think about going into the private sector. You can be just as respected or just as much, or earn way more and have a great family. You can have everything that you hope to get in a life as an academic. I think I fetishized being an academic and, you know, it's a job. It's a wonderful job. I'm very grateful to have it, but I wish I weren't so vested.
Yeah, no, totally. Even
jobs in government and there's great jobs in nonprofit.
Yeah. Even my 5-year-old like is quick to remind me, yeah, but you're not a real doctor, Mom.
Yeah, right.
So.
For more, visit us on the web, theannexpodcast.com.